Sabres fan, right?
Yeah. Right. Well, I'm a converted Bruins fan. I got a couple buddies on the team now, so.
Okay, so right.
But
so
I was a Sabres fan, yes.
Okay, so not anymore. So you're not worried about the Sabres troubles this year at all?
No. Well, I mean, I haven't had a chance to really keep up with it, but, you know, the Sabres were my favorite team starting when I was very young.
Right,
so.
Right. Yeah, and you don't play any pickup hockey or anything for fun?
Not in a while. Maybe when I do skate every once in a while. One of my buddies on the team, Sean Thornton, actually sent me a pretty sweet pair of skates.
Oh, okay. Neat.
All right, thanks.
A lot of kickers had great success in this venue. Is it nice knowing that you won't have to worry about wind, weather, none of that will be a factor if you're called upon for a big moment?
I mean, it is nice knowing that, but, you know, you have to go into any game knowing that anything can happen. And, you know, I've had great games in domes, and I've had some that aren't. So just because you're in a dome doesn't mean you can relax and that I'm going to definitely go out there and do my best. So I just have to focus every kick, every play. I mean, anything can happen on any play in any sport. So I just have to practice well this week and focus hard. And if I do that, I should be successful.
Talking to Adam about some of the high-profile misses we've seen recently here in the playoffs, and he said a lot of that is between the ears. What's your method as far as just making a big kick seem like any other?
I mean, I practice hard and I work hard, and if I'm successful in practice, I feel confident in the games. And I've been doing this for a long time, and you know, you get nervous and anxious and excited on every kick. And you know, there's kicks that you can make or miss in the first, second, or third quarter that could determine the outcome of the game. And I take pride in trying to make every kick. And it's just something you have to deal with over experience, get some mental toughness, and you know, when it comes down to you, you gotta, you know, try to go out there and help your team out to win.
We talked about how many times Vinatieri's mentioned. Is it nice 6 years in to have your own kind of thing? Like,
I don't worry about that stuff. I'm blessed and happy to be a professional athlete on a good team. And if I never get a chance to kick game winning Super Bowls, you know, I'll be fine. I just want to be I want to win. I want to be a champion. And however that happens, I'll be excited either way. If we win by 3 touchdowns, I'll be just as excited. So
individually, do you think this is your best year or the best you've felt?
I mean, I don't know. You know, whatever it is, it won't mean as much unless we win on Sunday.
Is there solidarity amongst kickers? Did you feel for Billy Cundy?
Yeah, I've already talked about that, but I did feel bad about it. Yeah.
What, did you have a word with him? Or?
I just, you know, I'm not going to get into that.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Do you have a pre-kick routine from first down to fourth down? Like before last week, Condiff was talking about his first down, he does this, second down, he does this. Do you have that set up at the end of a game when you think you might be coming on?
I mean, I do the same thing no matter what time of the game it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do you have the mental routines and like a checklist to go through? Because you can kind of sense when a big kick's coming up.
I mean, I do the same thing on every kick. Extra point, field goal, kickoff, it's the same every time. I just try to stay routined. And I think the more you do that, and the less you try to do more later in the game, the more success you'll have.